This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's still no sign of an end game in Washington in negotiations that might produce a new round of pandemic relief. Meanwhile, the most recent data from the Census Bureau's household survey found that during one seven-day stretch this month, 22 million people reported they didn't have enough to eat, either often or sometimes. And food banks, amid new demand, themselves need help. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Paco Velez oversees a food bank that serves four counties as the CEO of Feeding South Florida. And he says when the extra $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits expired at the end of July,
all of a sudden, overnight, we saw a 30% jump in our distributions.
Across the country, demand at food banks is up 60% over this time last year and has been for months, says Kate Leone of Feeding America.
At the same time, we're looking at less food coming in through federal programs through the food bank system.
One of those, under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, initially provided 160 truckloads a week of food to Feeding South Florida, Velez says. Now that's down to 60 truckloads, and the program is set to end this month. And he is concerned because already
we don't have enough food to get it to those families.
And he says Feeding South Florida is having to go out and ask for more donations to purchase food. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.